Hello, everyone. My name is Samuel, and this is a podcast where we dive into the latest in education and social justice. Today, I'm talking with Aster, who is a Pima student, and we're talking about open educational resources, also known as OERs, and how they can make a big difference for students, especially those from minority backgrounds who often face financial hardships. So let's start by asking, how did you first hear about OERs? Have you taken classes that use these resources? And if so, how did it impact your overall costs for the course?
Well, I first heard about OERs formally about 2 weeks ago, I want to say. But I have taken several classes before then, even pre-pandemic, that did use OERs. I just didn't know what they were. They were part of the course in that they were integrated with the software to the point where you did not pay for the OERs separate from the class. It didn't show up as a separate cost. I actually don't think we paid anything for it, so that was kind of nice.
Do you think OERs can be a significant factor in reducing the cost of education?
I really do, and I don't really think that so much as I know it because I've experienced it for all of the semesters that I've gone to Pima, past and present as well. I would have to say if I were to count up all of the classes I've taken that used OERs instead of textbooks, and if I were to try to calculate what a new textbook price would be versus the OERs. I never buy new textbooks. I always buy used if I need them. If it were new textbooks, at least $300, if not more. It might actually be closer to $500.
Would the availability of OERs influence your decision to enroll in a particular class or program?
Now that I know what they are and how they integrate in with the software that Pima uses and with other kind of factors at play that go into the curriculum of a class, absolutely. Well, they don't tell you if it does or doesn't have OER in the class. You just have to find out. But if there were full transparency in the class course that told you whether or not they used OERs, I would go with OER every single time.
Finally, how would you describe the benefits of OERs to someone who has never heard of them before, especially highlighting the impact on social justice and equity in education?
The benefits really are incalculable, but the largest one that I would say, coming from a family of educators, me and my family, we're all interested in education, is the payment barriers that students face and that I face in traditional educational resources, especially new textbooks. But not only for students, but these barriers also present themselves to anyone who wants to be a lifelong learner. I am a lifelong learner. My family, who are educators, we are all lifelong learners. And we all face the same struggles in those payment barriers. And not only for academia, but just for information in general, those payment barriers are really the number one thing that keeps people from continuing to learn and to be excited to learn. Those payment barriers are a really big struggle.
Thanks everyone for tuning in, and I hope this conversation sheds some light on the importance of OERs in making education more affordable and accessible for all students.